AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A former Republican candidate in New Mexico is behind bars today for a plot to shoot up the homes of Democratic elected officials. CBS's Skylar Henry has details.
A SWAT team took 39-year-old Solomon Pena into custody in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Monday. Police called him the mastermind behind a series of shootings targeting the homes of four local Democratic officials that began in December.
Solomon Pena reached out and contracted someone for an amount of cash money to commit at least two of these shootings.
Pena has a criminal history. Lawmakers in New Mexico tried to bar him from running for the state house seat after he served prison time for burglary and larceny convictions.
The White House says it's taking the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified material seriously. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're going to continue to, as we have said, fully cooperate with the Department of Justice. We're going to fully cooperate with the president's team is going to fully cooperate with the special counsel.
But Republicans want to know why it took so long for the White House to disclose the discovery. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Prior to an election, they kept it secret. At no time did he get raided by the FBI. At no time did they come forward and say who was there could actually see these documents that are sitting in the garage behind a Corvette.
The first batch was found in Mr. Biden's former office before midterms. The U.S. is bringing Ukraine up to speed on a Patriot missile system. CBS's David Martin.
About 100 Ukrainian soldiers began training this morning at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in the operation and, just as important, the maintenance of Patriot air defense missiles. Defense against the Russian missile barrages being unleashed against Kyiv, Dnipro, and other cities is Ukraine's most pressing need. But the Pentagon says the training on the high-tech Patriots will take several months.
Police in Florida say eight people were shot during an MLK Day parade, and one is still in critical condition. Chief Deputy Brian Hesters with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office.
This now turned into a homicide investigation. At this time, evidence supports that this shooting was the result of a dispute between two rival Fort Pierce gangs.
Some relief is coming for California. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking conditions.
After 11 storms over 20 days, California could sure use a break, and they're going to get a mini one. There won't be any precipitation falling anywhere in the state of California until about midday on Wednesday.
Most of the state is still soaked, and mudslides are a big concern. At least 20 people there have died in storms. President Biden is set to tour a lot of the storm damage on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Republicans want to put bail on statewide ballots in April. The state Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed constitutional amendment would give Wisconsin judges more leeway in setting bail for dangerous defendants. The amendment is one of at least two proposed advisory questions seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. A Texas brewery is canceling a scheduled rally featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. The Illinois man was acquitted of homicide charges in Wisconsin related to the Kenosha riots of 2020. Officials with Southern Star Brewing say the so-called rally against censorship doesn't reflect their values. Rittenhouse says he's disappointed. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was an important statement made by a right-wing Republican congressman who's the chairman of a powerful committee. And I never thought I would say that I agreed with something that a person like that would say, but I agree with half of this, 100%. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Republican Representative James Comer from Kentucky. I have relatives in Kentucky. My first cousin, my aunt and uncles lived in Louisville, Kentucky, a long time ago. And DuPont had a plant in Louisville. My uncle worked there, and my cousins, also Flynn's, were down there. We'd visit them. Very nice state. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going to Louisville. But James Comer is right-wing. He's a Trump supporter, Kevin McCarthy supporter. So we have very little in common. But here's what he said yesterday. Quote, every president, Bill Clinton, Obama, Bush, every president has accidentally taken documents that were deemed classified. I agree with that 100%, and I'll explain why. But then he went on to say, and he was wrong, and I'm going to explain this too. He said, quote, yet they were never raided. They were never treated with a special counsel like Donald Trump was. And that is very, very misleading. So let's get right down to it. This issue is not going to die. I saw an interview with James Carville last night. I really like James Carville. James Carville is Clinton's guy. Is the economy stupid? He's from Louisiana. I love his accent. Common sense, very common sense guy. And he said all that Biden should be doing on these classified documents is to say we take it very seriously and we have turned it over to the authorities and we are going to cooperate fully. That's it. No more talk. And I think that's exactly right. But let's take a look again at the two things that James Comer said. And the reason I'm citing him, he is the chairman now of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating this kind of thing. It's a very powerful committee. Now, let's take the first part of it. James Comer just said, quote, every president, Bill Clinton, Obama, Bush, every president has accidentally taken documents that were deemed classified. Now, that's exactly right. Let's talk about what happens when you move out of the White House. When you move out of the White House, remember something, that presidents and vice presidents are legally able to take classified documents home, to read them on their own time, read them on vacation. There's nothing wrong with that. Any party, any president. When there's an election and either they lost, like in Trump's case, or they win two terms and they can't succeed themselves, moving vans come up, just like your house or your apartment. Moving vans come up. Now, you think, especially if you had a house that you lived in a long time, how much stuff you have. You have a lot of stuff. Not just furniture, you have documents, you have papers of this, that, and the other thing. And you have to pack it in a pretty quick period of time. And yes, you have movers. Yes, you have staff, government agents doing it. But what they always do is, when in doubt, take it with you. They just sweep it into boxes and take it with you. When you are looking over it later, if you find out if you're a president or vice president that there's a classified document or two in there, you let the National Archives know. And that happened, according to Comer, with Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Very obviously, probably happened back with Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, all the way back. It's not considered a big deal when a president or vice president discovers it. He turns it back into the National Archives. And if he doesn't discover it, but the National Archives realizes something missing, they let him know. They let him know, and he turns it over. He looks and he turns it over. What's misleading is the second part of James Comer's statement, where he says, yet they were never, meaning George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, who inadvertently or accidentally took documents with them and then returned them. Quote, yet they were never raided. They were never treated with a special counsel like Donald Trump was. Well, yes, they were not raided. Yes, they were not treated with a special counsel, because they complied with the archives and the Justice Department, and if they took something accidentally, they returned it. Take a look at the record. Joe Biden, when he left as vice president, there were documents put in this Biden Center in D.C. and in his home in Delaware. And his people, his lawyer, found them. Because when he had to move out of the Biden Center, they inventoried everything and they found a few that said classified. And by the way, they didn't say nuclear secrets. They didn't say Putin. They were, among other things, his briefing memos. Vice president would get a briefing memo every day. And frankly, he wasn't told everything the president was told, but he was told a lot of stuff. And these are classified. And he returned them, the few documents that were there. Then he said to his lawyers, you better search my home, too. He called it on himself. Searched his home. They found one paper, one document. Then they found several more. They turned them back over. What does it mean for James Comer to say that he wasn't raided? He wasn't raided because he's the one that discovered it and turned it over. Why was Trump raided? He wasn't raided. There was a search warrant executed. And remember this, they asked him for 18 months to turn them over. They didn't ask him simply for a week, a day, a month, 6 months, or a year. 18 months. They said, we know you have them. And he lied. I just have maps. Then in May this year, they sent him a subpoena. They didn't raid him. Cough it up. He lied, said, I don't have anything. And then he secretly loaded them on a jet plane and took them up to Bedminster in New Jersey. They knew he had stuff, so they executed a search warrant in August. He lied for 18 months. Joe Biden, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Obama, George H.W. Bush, Reagan, anybody else whose aides packed stuff and they accidentally swept in a few classified documents, turned them back over immediately. And in the case of Biden, did it on themselves. Is that too hard for a Republican to see that when a president is simply asked, you know, you may have inadvertently taken, in his case, 5,300 documents, and he lies about it? Is that too much to ask? That why don't you consider why there was a search warrant? There was a subpoena first. It wasn't even a search warrant. Turn it over, and he continues to lie, and he lies to this day. He says he has nothing more. First of all, he said he owned them. He originally said they don't exist. Then he said if they don't exist, they don't exist, but I own them. Then he goes to court, and he gets a Colombian she-wolf, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, a right-winger that he put in there, judge shop, went outside his district. She put in an illegitimate, corrupt, crooked decision that threw sand in the gears for all these months. All these months. And he still has documents. Some of them were nuclear secrets. Putin says he's seen them already. Trump took them to monetize them and lied about them. So Comer down in Kentucky, let me tell you something, Comer. Any president who did that, Democrat or Republican, would be treated that way. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind?
Well, this whole thing, it's all false equivalencies. I saw real quickly a really funny political cartoon this weekend. It's Trump running out of the bank with a cash, a big bag of cash in each hand, and the other side, there's Biden taking some money out of an ATM, and it says over the top, same thing, right? But the thing that really gets me now, too, is this. At worst, I see this as a unforced error, but I don't like the umpire, Matt. This Herr guy, a member of the Heritage Foundation, appointed by Trump, you know that Trump would be crying foul all day long if the same thing happened to him. But it was somebody appointed by Clinton or by Obama or whatever. But, you know, this seems a little strange to me.
Right. I think you're right. I think that Merrick Garland is weak. I think he's lazy and he never should have been appointed. He's chicken and he's not doing anything. If I'm the attorney general, if Bobby Kennedy were the attorney general, we had a real attorney general, they would have said Trump lied for 18 months, blew off a subpoena, continues to lie, and we think he still has documents. Joe Biden, just like Obama, George W. Bush, just like Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, his aides inadvertently packed a few documents and they gave him back right away. It doesn't need a special counsel. Crooked William Barr, Trump's attorney general, didn't appoint a special counsel when Trump blackmailed Zelensky on arms in Ukraine. The Democrats always do this, and it was a mistake to put this guy in, Merrick Garland. They put him in because everybody goes, oh, you know, he's a sacred type of guy. Supreme Court, he wants everybody to like him. He's a judge. Not aggressive, not doing the job. There never should have been a special counsel on this for Joe Biden, just like there wasn't another president's. But if a guy lies for 18 months, claims they don't exist, but if they do, I own them, transfer them, enough's enough. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing the civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right.
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 31 tonight. Under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to New Mexico. New Mexico. Unbelievable story. This is exactly the result of the kinds of violence that Republican candidates and office holders have been preaching. In New Mexico, there was a criminal, and I mean that. He spent a lot of time in jail. I think he charged with 19 felonies. And he got out of prison, and he thought, his name is Solomon Pena. And he thought, hey, I'm a Republican. That doesn't surprise me. But I'm a Republican, and I'm going to run for the legislature. So he runs for the legislature against a Democratic incumbent. And everybody goes, well, you're a felon. We don't want you. And they won't let him get on the ballot. And he goes to court, and some judge goes, well, that's unconstitutional. You should let him run. So they put the guy on the ballot, and he comes within 3,600 votes. You know, in other words, there are folks that voted for him, folks that apparently liked or overlooked a guy spent years in prison for being a felon. In any event, he's a Trump type, and he goes, I was robbed. Obviously, there was fraud because I didn't win. Just like Trump. Obviously, it was fraud because he didn't win. He lost. Trump lost by 7 million votes. Trump lost by something like 35 electoral votes. But he lied and said he was defrauded, just like Solomon Pena. But Solomon Pena did something that probably makes the insurrection, although 5 people were killed in the insurrection, and nobody ended up being killed by Solomon Pena, but sort of somewhat similar. Here's what Solomon Pena does. He sniffs around and he finds a couple of guys and he gives them money and he says, I want you to shoot the homes of Democratic politicians. And he says to them, shoot early in the evening and aim low because you can hurt more people. So they go up and they shoot up. 6 homes got shot up. They've traced these guys to 4 of them, and they're still looking at their link to the other 2. To me, it's a no-brainer. They all happen within the same time period. But here's the deal. One of them, the daughter of one of the legislators, a 10-year-old girl, is in bed sleeping, and 3 bullets come through her bedroom. What if she was sitting up reading or something, watching TV? What if she stood up to go to the bathroom? She would have been killed. She would have been killed. And this was done in December, from December 4 to January 3rd. 2 were on the Albuquerque. They were county commissioners, the equivalent of the county board in Milwaukee. Two of them were Democratic commissioners. One of them was the Speaker of the State Assembly, a Democrat. The Speaker. And another one was a state senator. Four of them. Their houses were shut up, and two others were shut up as well. Here's the deal. He was convicted of 19 felonies, spent 7 years in jail, somehow wormed his way on the ballot, lost by 3,600 votes. This is unbelievable. And where's the outrage in the Republican Party? Where's the outrage? This is what it's come to. This business of violence in politics, we thought we'd stamped out because it existed in the 1850s and 60s, leading up to the Civil War over slavery. I've told you before, there was a Democratic, in those days, the Democratic Party was very right-wing racist party. The Republicans under Lincoln were the liberal abolitionist party. It's a guy from South Carolina, congressman, gets angry at a speech given by a guy named Charles Sumner, who was a very liberal abolitionist senator from Massachusetts and felt that slavery should be abolished, just like Lincoln. So he's sitting in the Senate one day, and a guy from South Carolina comes in with a lead-weighted cane. In other words, a cane with a leaden tip on it, and almost kills him because this guy is trapped in his desk. You know, these desks are hard to get in and out of, and he hits him on the head and beats the living hell out of him. Almost kills him. And that was one of the things that led up to the Civil War. Obviously, it wasn't the only thing. There was the secession by South Carolina. There was slavery. But this kind of thing, people had enough. They were not going to put up with this anymore. Then we had a period of quiet violence-wise. And it came back with Trump. Trump in 2016 said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. Take care of Hillary Clinton. What does that mean? What do you think that means? Secret Service talked to him. And he slithered around. And then he comes back and he says that her bodyguard should be disarmed. He was inviting people to shoot her. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Marjorie Taylor Greene advocated violence against Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary Clinton. Now she's in Congress. Paul Gosar of Arizona put out a video in which he kills Ocasio-Cortez and injures Biden. Nothing happened to these people. Nothing happened to these people. And as a result, there are death threats coming in all the time to members of Congress, to judges, to health commissioners. When people get the idea that the big boys, the big shots, are saying this stuff and not getting punished, they get some courage and they go, okay, well, then I can do it too. And there is not sufficient prosecution of people who make these threats. Where the hell is Merrick Garland? Where are the state attorneys general? The minute these things are made, these are federal offenses. Prosecute them all. Prosecute them all. Now in New Mexico, they shoot up the homes of four Democratic office holders and darn near kill the 10-year-old daughter of one of them because she was in bed. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico have arrested a Republican candidate who lost his election in the state in November and planned drive-by shootings at other lawmakers' homes. Mayor Tim Keller.
I hope personally, too, our legislators can breathe a sigh of relief. They can go back to focusing on the legislative session.
About 100 Ukrainian soldiers are now training on how to use a Patriot defense missile system at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. CBS's David Martin.
The Ukrainians arrived in Oklahoma over the weekend and spent the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday completing paperwork. Still, it will be some time before they can be used to defend Ukraine's cities from Russian missiles.
Severe storms are finally moving out of California. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The storm system that caused all the damage in the Golden State on Sunday and Monday is now moving east, and it has dropped a record amount of snow in Arizona, well over a foot in portions of Utah, and it is moving into Colorado.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavner with your headlines. Forever chemicals first found in municipalities' drinking water are now showing up in fresh fish pulled from the Great Lakes. A new study in the Environmental Research Journal finds that eating freshwater fish harvested from urban areas 12 times a year can more than triple the level of PFOS in people. PFOS are one of the most well-known and researched compounds of PFAS. PFAS are man-made chemicals used for water and stain-resistant qualities in things like clothing and carpet, nonstick cookware, packaging, and firefighting foam. Governor Evers expected to appoint former State Senator John Erpenbach to lead the Parole Commission. Democrat announced in December 2021 he wouldn't seek re-election after serving the 27th Senate District for 24 years. Erpenbach can't serve in the role without confirmation unless the chamber votes to reject him. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Grant County, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill of Grant County. What's on your mind today? Good, thanks.
I just appreciate the fact that we can have dialogue, sensible dialogue together. I have to disagree with you on one thing, though. The five people that you said that died during the so-called insurrection, that's not true.
Do you think anybody died?
I think a woman by the name of Ashley Babbitt was murdered by the feds, yes.
Okay. Well, how about the woman that was trampled to death? Did you know about her?
Well, she was Braslin Boylan.
Well, the one that was trampled to death. And also, how about the guy that committed suicide as a result of his injuries?
Well, he killed himself.
Right.
That's not a death.
That's not a good thing,
and,
Bill.
And, Benjamin Phillips had a stroke. And Kevin Greeson had a heart attack. So
yeah.
Get your facts together, Jack.
Well, let me tell you something, Bill. This is the Matt Flynn Direct Show, not the Bill Show, okay? And I got news for you. If a guy has a heart attack and commits suicide, and another guy has a stroke because these guys are swarming, they're going to kill them, guess what? Guess what? I would, too. You would, too. It was combat, and it shouldn't have been combat. So here's the deal. I enjoy conservative callers, and there's a lot of darn good ones. And, Bill, you're welcome to call again. But here's the deal. There were five people who died, and you can say, well, okay, Ashley Babbitt was one of them. She wasn't murdered. She was breaking in to kill a congressman, and she was defended. They defended themselves. Another woman was trampled to death by the mob. A third, an officer committed suicide. Another one had a heart attack, stroke, and all this because they were in combat. Well, if the Russians attack and a guy defending has a heart attack or a stroke, I get it, but I blame that on the Ruskies. I blame that on the Ruskies. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to go back to the lines. Do not hang up. I see all of you. I'll take you in order. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Gina Beauclair.
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show as usual. I was wondering if you've seen the latest thing on that Santos by the Washington Post, where, you know, he was connected with or got money from a cousin of a sanctioned Russian oligarch.
Yeah, right. You're talking about Santos?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah no, I did see that. He is tied to. But, you know, Gene, here's the deal. At some point, Santos has so many things wrong with him that doesn't surprise me. He's crooked as a dog hind leg, and Kevin McCarthy is sticking up for him. I mean, what? Even the Republicans in Staten Island, his own district, are going, hey, dude, get out of here. We'll have another election, but, dude, get out of here, because they don't know his real name. You know, he used a name, a different name. Getting money from oligarchs is he also is under investigation in Brazil for stealing money for some old guy that his mom took care of. So you're absolutely right. The guy's no good. He should get out. Thanks an awful lot for calling, Gene. Matt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Matt?
Hey, just want to kind of point out something with the whole the documents thing. I think what a lot of the Trump supporters and MAGA world seem to forget is nothing that comes out of the White House, nothing that is a part of that administration belongs to the man. That's their problem, is that they put Trump over the office that he held, right? All the documents, all the furniture, even Air Force One, that all belongs to us, the people. And Trump was a servant of the people. At least that's the way it should have been. But the MAGA world just viewed him as the person and put him above the office. That's why he thought he could just take documents that don't belong to him. Like, you can have personal documents like stuff Trump owned and brought in and take back out, and you can take things with permission, but everything that's generated over the course of his presidency was not his. It is belongs to the people, and the people is the government, the archives, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And you know something? He lied about it. They asked for 18 months. Everybody on the right goes, oh, well, they raided him. No, they didn't. They executed a search warrant. Why'd they do it? 18 months they asked him for it. With Biden, over a couple of weeks, he voluntarily turns over what he found. And this other clown is lying about it. And he goes, they don't exist. Then when they find them, he says, all right, if they exist, I own them. And then he goes to the she-wolf, Mercedes Cannon from Colombia, and gets her to throw sand in the gears for a bunch of months. And he still has the documents. And he avoided the subpoena, and he put him on a jet to take him to Bedminster. He's going to monetize them. It's a crooked deal, crooked deal. The only reason there's a special counsel or somebody to review this for Biden is because Garland goes, well, the other guy did, so he does. Garland is weak, very weak. He's lazy, and he's frightened. And so this is what he does. Okay, this is what he does. But let's get down to, let's get real here. That is the fact, as I've laid it out. Tom and McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, and just in response to what Bill was saying, it's a, you know, a common trope that they want to kind of muddy the waters with. But within legal parlance, if I commit a crime and then in the actions, let's say like, a drunk driving or something, I hurt somebody. And then in the course of that injury, if the person succumbs to their injuries and they die, I'm now held liable for manslaughter because my actions is what caused that person's death. Not that they had a natural death, but rather because of what I was doing contributed directly to their death. And I'm held liable for that. And you find that within, boy, just about any other area within, you know, culpability. Look at how many veterans, if they have a problem with trauma, and as a result of that trauma, they commit suicide. They just didn't commit suicide out of the blue. They committed suicide as a result of what they experienced as that trauma. So for Bill to say that, you know, these individuals who died as a result of what happened on that January day, just ask him, would any of these people have died if nothing happened on January? They would still be alive, but they're not alive because of what happened. So for him to say that, you know, this isn't real is to ignore everything that happened that day. And that's one of my largest frustrations with the MAGA crowd is they just want to ignore all of what happened because they would rather go with the con that they bought into than deal with the realities that are facing this country. That's pretty much what I have to say.
Yeah, you are right, 100%. And remember, the other guy, Michael Fanone, was almost kicked to death. He said, I have four daughters. And then they spared him. They kicked the crap out of him. And he had brain damage. And he had to retire. The five people, all right, Ashley Babbitt was an insurrectionist who was breaking in to murder congressmen. And there were congressmen right there. And the police officer fired to send her back and killed her. That was on her. And that was on the insurrectionists. It was on Trump. Number two. The guy that committed suicide, he had brain injuries. He was badly hurt. And it was exactly like a combat suicide. Number three, people had heart attacks, strokes, and the rest of it. You're absolutely right. They would not have died if it were not for those insurrectionists. And then there was a woman trampled to death. She was an insurrectionist. She fell down, and the crowd ran over her. And her friend said, please stop. It was no good. Is she going to get trampled to death if she wasn't there being an insurrectionist? No, she's not. So I'm very, very tired of those kinds of arguments. Tom, I agree with you. Thank you. We're going back to the lines. Mark of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling us. Reminding Mark of Sussex.
Yeah, I guess I just have a couple of comments. First of all, can you direct me where you know that the classified information was just briefings for Biden, but they were the Russian codes or our codes to our military? You keep confusing that because there's never been anything that came out that said what that classified information was. So don't stop saying it was just briefings for Biden and it's the nuclear codes for Trump. So where did you find that information?
Yeah, sure. No, that's okay. On the briefing thing, initially it was Biden's lawyer that was looking through the Biden Center files in D.C., and he came across a couple of these. And one of the early reports that came out of the media was that he found a briefing schedule. Now, I'm not saying, a briefing report for Biden. I'm not saying they all were. I don't know. They don't have an inventory. And that's, you're right. That's what they're going to look at. That was an early indication, at least as of one document. With Trump, no one said they were the codes, the nuclear codes, but they said the nuclear capabilities of at least one country. And we don't know what country it was. Now, you might say, so what? How many countries have nuclear weapons? Well, we know how many countries have. Pakistan does, India does, Israel does, the United States, China, France, Britain, the Ruskies. South Africa for a while was trying to develop one unsuccessfully. Others have. So I don't know which one it was, but there was plenty of media that said, no, it wasn't codes. I've never heard that. But what I did hear, it was the nuclear capability of a country. Now, here's the thing. Trump could have taken it inadvertently. There were 300 classified documents, unlike a couple like with Biden. And Comer said that all presidents have inadvertently taken some when they move. Okay. So what did they do? Did they go in and, quote, raid Trump? No. For 18 months, Mark, they said, please give him back. And he denied they existed. What's that all about? What's that all about? They don't belong to him. Just like none of the documents that went with Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, Biden, George H.W. Bush, Reagan, if they're inadvertently taken, they don't belong to him. But you give him back. And then this guy, they get a subpoena for the guy in May, and he blows it off, says, I don't have anything. And then he secretly sends stuff up to New Jersey. Yes, then they execute a search warrant. So that was the deal. That was the deal. Thank you for calling in. Feel free to do it in the future. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's up, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Interesting show today. You got the mega crowd calling in today, for better or worse. Garland, I think Trump may walk. Garland's not doing his job. So, I mean, Biden's going to learn to regret appointing Garland. And
right.
This Congress this Congress will impeach Biden because that's what they do, investigate. And so in the insurrectionists, at least 25 of them are basically running the country. But I want to move on to something that's really important to me anyway, and that's the environment. Today in the Great Lakes, the the fish out there have forever chemicals in it, and that's a big deal. So it looks like these forever chemicals are everywhere, and the Republicans have dragged their feet on this. It's very, very serious. The fisher in Lake Michigan, it's a lot of sport fishing goes on out there, and I indulge in that myself. So I don't know where this forever chemical thing is headed, but I wish the GOP would get off the dime and start looking at ways to clean this mess up. And that's my thought today, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Just very briefly, I'm going to say this. The GOP is not getting off the dime at all. The GOP are servile. They simply are afraid of primaries, and they obey their donors. They obey the Trump wing. Fred Prehn, he was the guy, the deciding vote 4-3 on the DNR supervising board, who stood in the way of forever chemical regulation. And that's why it's all over the state, all over the state. And now it's leached into Green Bay and Lake Michigan, as you say. Forever chemicals, forever means forever. They don't break down in anybody's lifetime or in any millennium. And that is because they said Prehn could stay. His term expired 18 months ago. But Prehn could stay so that he could vote for the Manufacturers Association, who didn't want regulation. That's what happened. It's not a matter of getting off the dime. These guys did it on purpose. They don't care. And anybody in the state who votes Republican, knowing that, and I just said it, and it's factual, it's beyond dispute, and you think you're a hunter and a fisherman? Wait a minute, you think the deer don't drink this water? You think you're a fisherman, do you? Oh, well, that's just great. In a lot of these lakes, these rivers around the state, you can't eat more than like one fish a week or a month, depending on the fish. I don't want to eat any fish that have cancer in them. The Republican Party put cancer.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. I want to mention this one terrific promo, just so everybody out there is aware of it. Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m., you have the opportunity to dial in, and you can get in an application for $1 million advertising promo. Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m. Go on our website. civicmedia.us/million. If you have a small business, you work for any business, you have friends with small businesses, you have buddies in your town, they'd like a little free statewide radio? Are you kidding me? Professionally produced by the Civic Media people? This is a very big deal. Thursday, January 26th. Definitely be part of that. Joe Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
I just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really a pretty remarkable offer.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in reaction to two of your other callers. One was a person who was not happy. I believe his name was Bill, who was not happy with your designation of deaths that had occurred from the January 6th. And another person called in to counter what that man had said. I wanted to make the point that as of January 6th of this year, Trump and two rioters have been sued over the death of the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick. And it's important to note that the woman who is bringing that suit, she is the partner of Sicknick, and the suit is that they're seeking at least $10 million in damages. The defendants that they're looking at are Trump for his role in inciting all of this and his refusal to bring down the tone, and also then the two rioters who intentionally gave Sicknick, sprayed him with chemical spray that led to the situation where he was sprayed, and then he had two strokes and then succumbed to the strokes. The medical examiner says, and this is a quote, says that the events of January 6th played a role in his condition. So I guess what we're looking at is what is going to be decided about that. The suit is seeking over $10 million in damages by his partner. And so when you say that it isn't a death, well, I guess we're going to find out in court whether the jury is going to see this as something that contributed to his death. And I don't think this is the first of the lawsuits. I don't think it'll be the last of the lawsuits. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, Joe, as always, it's a very well-reasoned and factual statement from you. And let me build on that just from a lawyer point of view. Sicknick, in this civil suit, and there are other civil suits by these Capitol Police officers, about 140 of them had disabilities and injuries. Remember, these guys were beaten up. They're facing a mob. Now, normally they'd use their weapons, but, you know, they don't necessarily want to do it until it's too late. They see what's happening. They were in a very tough position. They're being beaten up. They were dragged down the steps by their ankles with their heads bouncing off. About 140 of them had brain damage, other kinds of damage. So let's review the bidding on who got hurt. When I say five died, here's what it is. One of them was a woman who was breaking in to kill congressmen. There are still congressmen there, and there's a couple of police officers. What are they going to do? They're yelling, "Who, Nancy?" They would have killed her. And Pence, they had a gallows there. What do you think that meant? What do you think that meant? And they're shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." So they're breaking in. Mike Pence was still around. Nancy Pelosi was still around. This is before they're being hustled to their safe offices. So the guy discharged his weapon. And there was a woman breaking through to do it, and he killed her. Yes, that was on her. She was the one breaking in. She was an insurrectionist. Another woman, an insurrectionist, was trampled to death. She died right that day. Yes, she was an insurrectionist. She would not have been trampled to death if she hadn't been there. She was there, and her buddies are going, "Hey, wait a minute. Don't trample her." Well, they trampled her to death. Brian Sicknick, his partner, his fiance, brings suit. He committed suicide. He was badly damaged, brain damaged, heart damaged, and despondent, and he killed himself. He would not have done that. That's the purpose of this lawsuit. Now, if they say, and if they're stupid enough to say, I think they're going to end up settling this thing. Because if they say, well, he was a suicidal type of guy. Yes, he was beaten in the head. He was beaten up. Yes, he was punched and hit with a pole and all this kind of stuff and badly injured. But he shouldn't have committed suicide. He should have toughed it out. Yeah, good luck, Jack. I've seen a lot of jury trials. I've been involved in a lot of true trials. You try an argument like that in front of a jury, they're going to get punitive damages up the wazoo, okay? Then there were several others. Guy dies of a stroke. Guy dies of a heart attack. 140 of them are put in for some sort of disability. 140 of them. Beaten up by what? 900 people have been charged and they haven't even gotten everybody? And how about the guy that put the pipe bombs? How about that? This was an insurrection and Trump ginned it up. And he should be prosecuted for that, for an insurrection. He should be prosecuted for that. If, well, that did happen back in the Civil War. And what Lincoln did after the Civil War, when 600,000 people were killed in the war, as a gesture to the South, he pardoned Lee and he pardoned these people. That's up to the president. Biden wants to pardon them, that's fine. But he doesn't have to pardon them. And if Lincoln hadn't been that magnanimous, these guys, frankly, they would have been executed back then. So all of this business on the right that somehow is, well, two of the people that were killed, one was trampled and one was shot, were insurrectionists. So you can't count them as somebody killed in their insurrection. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then Sicknick commits suicide and they sue Trump and others. They sue Trump and others for damages, $10 million, and punies on top of that. And it's permitted to go to trial. And you don't think there's some link between the suicide of Sicknick and that insurrection? Are you kidding me? And then others die of a heart attack. They die of a stroke. And you say, well, that was just a coincidence. No, there's a context here. 140 others have put in for compensation and disability leave. 140, that's a lot of people. Beaten up by a mob. Beaten up by a mob. They attacked our own capital. They attacked our own capital. So I don't want to be hearing from people that go, well, nobody died. Nobody who mattered. Well, no, human beings matter. And at least five of them died. And a lot of the others have long-term disabilities as a result. It was a great show. You know, we got a lot of great call-ins. Frankly, there were a lot of topics I wanted to get to and I couldn't get to them. But I like call-ins. The show is all about the call-ins. All about the call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.